relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Is it Friday? That's Friday music. That's the Star Wars theme. John Williams, you are missed. Always feels good to hear the tones, the sounds of that incredible orchestra. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Let's treat it like it's a Friday. Let's have some fun. Let's have it at the expense. It's not really at the expense of, because he's made himself into a clown. He's a laughing stock, and you would laugh if it weren't for the fact that more than twice as many people have died in his state than died on September the 11th because of his decisions to send sick seniors with the Chinese virus back to the nursing homes that could not adequately look after them where they died. Of course, I'm talking about Governor Cuomo. And now he thinks he's oh so funny now that New York is hemorrhaging and doesn't have enough money. This is the video of what Governor Cuomo's latest policy to save the epicenter of the virus in America is. Governor Cuomo, video cut 9.
I literally talk to people all day long who are now in the Hamptons house, who also lived here, or in their Hudson Valley house, or in their Connecticut weekend house. And I say, you got to come back. When are you coming back? We'll go to dinner. I'll buy you a drink. Come over. I'll cook. They're not coming back right now. And you know what else they're thinking? If I stay there, they pay a lower income tax because they don't pay the New York City surcharge. So that would be a bad place if we had to go there.
Where do you even begin? I mean, seriously, that wasn't him doing a guest host SNL skit. That's Andrew Cuomo, the governor of the state of New York, saying, firstly, can we just dissect that? Let's do an autopsy on that 40-second cut. He says, I talk to these people all the time who are in their second homes. Their second homes in Connecticut, in the Hamptons. Isn't that enough already to tell you who this man is? Do you do that, dear listener, every day? Talk all the time to those people you know with their second home in the East Hamptons, their hideaway in Connecticut, number one. And then number two, come on back. I'll cook for you. Ha, 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 chortle, chortle, what a witty man I am. That's leadership. And then what happens at the end? He says, that's really bad because they're staying there because of the New York state surcharge. I wonder who put that in place. Was it the Republican? No, must have been President Trump who put the New York surcharge tax in place. That means people who have money are fleeing New York like it is a sinking ship. And your response is not to get rid of the New York surcharge, not to admit that you killed more than 6,000 American citizens by your inept policies on the Chinese virus that sent them back to the nursing homes where they died and were not given adequate help. No, you'll cook lasagna for them. What a pathetic individual you are. You are the antithesis. You are the opposite of a leader. You are a joke, and you are beneath contempt. And then we come to the mayor of New York. What's his response? His response is the following. From the New York Post. Love the Post. Julia Marsh, Leah Eustachevich. Out of state travelers coming to New York could face up to $10,000 fines if they break New York City's 2-week quarantine rule, and checkpoints will be set up at entry points into the city, Mayor de Blasio announced this week. The new crackdown includes random checkpoints at major bridge and tunnel crossings and up to $10,000 fines for those caught breaking the quarantine. The idea, quote, said de Blasio, is we don't want to penalize people. Sorry, that's the definition of gaslighting. A $10,000 fine, but we're not penalizing you. He continued, this guy's such a Maoist, such a decrepit communist. He actually said the following. Mayor de Blasio, whose real name is Wilhelm, just so that you know that, it's not Bill. We want to educate them. Well, you better make a labor camp or something down on the East River. We want to educate them. We want to make sure they're following the rules. Jawohl! And I wonder why they're leaving New York. 10,000. Oh, and by the way, how are you going to know if they're breaking the quarantine? Curious. What technology will you use? Let me share a story with you. I went out to dinner last night to my favorite local Afghan restaurant. Superb. I mean, their grilled lamb, divine. We sit down. I order a bottle of bubbly water. And the darling little waitress comes up to the table. Before the water arrives, she puts down a mini pad. It's like a little clipboard with a thin strip of paper on it, saying, oh, would you fill this out, please? I said, why? What is it? That's our contact tracing form. Now, I know she's just there to do her job and, you know, pick up tips and survive. But my response was absolutely out of the bloody question. She looked a little embarrassed and then took it away. And we had our lamb. Now, afterwards, you know, I was super nice to her. She came back multiple times to ask how things are. And I gave her a whopping big tip at the end of the day, half the bill. Because that's, if you have the means to do so, in the coronavirus, Chinese virus environment, that's what you do. We're trying to eat out as much as possible, order food, and give big tips. Because I have family who have restaurants. I have people who work in the food service industry. There is no restaurant in America today, none, that is making money. None of them. With the rules on social distancing, with the limits to indoor seating, they are barely covering costs. In many cases, they are losing money, but they just want to keep their staff employed. So if you can, guys, big tips. You may be saving your favorite restaurant that you've gone to for years. If you can, do it. But contact tracing forms to eat my dinner over my dead body. Not
in America, not in the America that my fellow Americans have shed blood for, not in the America that was defined in its birth in the rejection of government that doesn't represent the will of the people and doesn't recognize their sovereignty. Contact tracing forms. Don't even have fun with them. Don't even, because I thought afterwards, I could just have filled it out. You know, Mickey Mouse from La La Land. You could do that. What are they going to do about it? Nothing. They're going to still serve your dinner. Make a stand. Because guess what? If you do it politely, if you do it robustly, perhaps that server, perhaps that manager, perhaps that restaurant owner, perhaps that maitre d' is going to find the inspiration, the fuel to be as robust as you are. Now, more than ever, show what you are made of. Push back on the dictatorial tendencies of the Democrat governors, the Democrat mayors, and the Democrat Party. They have become a party of extremists, radicals who hate this country, and we can defeat them. 88 days to go. It's up to us. Volunteer for the campaign. Go now to TrumpTalk.gop. Get on social media. Fly the flag. Be a proud American, because that's what our nation calls for at this time more than ever. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to America First with Dr. G.
My heart is always heavy for those who watch us, stream us on YouTube, who don't get to hear the 80s music. I don't know what to do. How do we do that? They're just such fascists at YouTube. Okay. The word grim. It's a good word. It's a strong word. It should be used sparingly. But today, it truly does describe the conditions for many in our hemisphere, including millions and millions of children in Haiti. You have been so generous already in just the first few days of our Food for the Poor campaign, almost $10,000 donated. Thank you, guys. God bless all of you. If you haven't supported this campaign, please take a moment and just listen to this relief worker on the ground from Haiti on truly how grim the situation there is.
What we're seeing are dramatic levels of hunger here in Haiti, with about 3.7 million Haitians who don't have enough to eat. So that's one in three Haitians, more or less. It's a massive number. And among them, 1 million are facing severe hunger, which means that if it is unaddressed, there might be long-term consequences.
If you've weathered the coronavirus, if you got that check from the government and perhaps didn't need it, can I make a suggestion? There is a country not far from here where a third of the population, as you heard, goes to bed hungry, where over a million of them are in severe, close-to-starvation conditions, including tens, if not hundreds of thousands of children. If you donate through my website today, just $37, you can probably not even get a meal for two in a fancy restaurant for that. You're going to feed a child three times a day for 6 months. Not 6 days, not 6 weeks, 6 months. That's the difference you can make. Will you do it for me? Will you do it for them? Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, that's sebgorka.com, and click
on the emergency food relief banner and make a donation in any manner. It doesn't matter, but 37 is 6 months of food for a child. If you prefer, you can call Food for the Poor on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Please make a difference today. Be a modern missionary. Our penultimate guest here on America First today is somebody who, this interview, the genesis of this interview was a teleconference I was on a few weeks ago with the incredible team at Midas Gold. And it was a kind of get to know you talk and really something that educated me. And after the discussion, and we love the people at Midas Gold, I said, hey guys, would you come on my show? Because I need my millions of listeners to be educated on what's going on in the economy the way that you just helped me in a matter of minutes. And they graciously agreed. And today, for the next few minutes, we have Ken Russo, who is partner and senior market analyst with the Midas Gold Group. Mr. Russo, welcome to America First.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Those were very kind words. Thank you. It's a privilege to be able to speak to your audience today, just briefly.
So it's kind of voodoo. It's kind of mystical, magical for those of us who don't follow the markets, don't understand the ins and outs, don't follow or track how the value of precious metals. Can you talk to us today about what you're seeing happen in the market, in the stock exchange, in precious metals, and what you are concerned about and how you help Americans everywhere secure their futures a little bit more solidly?
I think a relevant thing going on today is the printing of money. People can't understand how money could just be printed out of thin air. How could the government be $27 trillion in debt? What does that mean to me? And the main fact that we feel, and we've been preaching for a long time, a threat to every single American is the loss of purchasing power, the loss of wealth. And the dollar is falling. A relevant news event today is all of this money printing, all of this stimulus, all of this debt that's not fixable. What's going to happen to the dollar and what's going to happen to people's savings? That's the relevant thing to think about today. And it's front and center, and in my opinion, it's not fixable. It's a broken monetary system. It's a broken dollar, and people need to be aware, very aware, about what's going on to their savings, their stocks, their retirement accounts, and what could happen in the future.
Explain to us how this printing of money was originally facilitated.
Well, back in 1971, we were taken off of the gold standard. So basically, it was a fiat currency system where currencies were allowed to float against one another. Basically, we were given the governments the ability to print as much money out of thin air, backed by nothing but a promise. You remember, gold used to be backed by a certain amount of ounces of gold. Once that disappeared, obviously there wasn't enough gold around. They needed to print more money than they could. They needed to come up with a system. Since then, I mean, it's almost a matter of how much does our paper currencies lose each year, each decade. And there's no solution in sight. So what I would urge people to do is to just be aware of what is happening and be aware of trying to preserve what you've been fortunate enough to accumulate over the last 10, 20, 30 years. You're in a great position. The world's not ending today, we don't think. And try and understand how you can protect your wealth, not only for you, but for your legacy. It's your nest egg.
So what does that mean in practical terms in an age where central banks just print money willy-nilly? It's disconnected from how much bullion they have in the Federal Reserve. How can the average American make their situation a little bit more robust, Mr. Russo?
Doctor, you never put all of your eggs in one basket, and that includes our retirement accounts and our savings. You diversify. The only form of real money for the last 5,000 years is gold. It's a store of value. It's the only form of real money. It's wealth preservation. It's insurance for our portfolio. It is a store of value that keeps up with the cost of living. You know, a Big Mac was 78 cents in the late 70s, and today it's $6. Are there eight patties now on the Big Mac? Why is it that it has gone up so much? The fact of the matter is that the dollar always buys less.
Wow. Could you imagine a Big Mac with eight patties? I could.
You're paying for eight patties, but we're only getting two, and the buns are smaller now, too, although they taste great. But the fact of the matter
we are up against a heartbreak. You have used your incisive analysis to illustrate exactly why you are the guys I trust. Eight times? That's insane. Diversify your portfolio. Gold, do it now. Talk to these guys. They're the best. Midas Gold Group. You know it makes sense. MidasGoldGroup.com. Thank you. Keep doing what you do, Mr. Russo. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Next, the man from one of our favorite ever websites, American Greatness, Chris Buskirk, here on America First. The Trump campaign has a special offer just for you. President Trump really wants you to have a signed 2020 Make America Great Again hat. He wants to make sure the lucky winner is one of his top supporters. Be sure to enter soon because this is an opportunity you don't want to miss. This offer is only going to a very select group of supporters. And you're one of them. All you have to do is text Gorka to 88022 today for your chance to win a signed 2020 Make America Great Again hat and own a piece of history. Yes, signed by the president. Again, that's Gorka to 88022 to enter to win this contest and join President Trump in the fight to keep America great for four more years. This was paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc. Families hanging white flags outside their doors as an indication they've run out of food. For families in Guatemala and the other countries food for the poor serves, COVID-19 is more than just a medical crisis. Because access to food has been cut off by the restrictions of the pandemic, even families accustomed to working hard to take care of their children today hear their children beg them for something to eat. Informal markets are shut down, curfews are in place, crops can't be planted, and parents can't even earn the couple of dollars a day they relied on to provide for their children. Today, I'm partnering with Food for the Poor and you to get emergency food relief into the hands of the most vulnerable, the children. Your one-time gift of $111 provides three children emergency food relief for the next 6 months. A one-time gift of $185 feeds five children for 6 months. Make your most generous gift today by calling 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-HOPE. Or you can give online at sebgorka.com. That's SEBGORKA.com by clicking the red emergency food relief banner. Make a difference for a child. At sebgorka.com.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
He's the founder. He's the big cheese at one of our favorite websites ever. It's American Greatness, amgreatness.com. And every week on Monday and Tuesday, we steal his great contributors, Victor Davis Hanson and Lord Conrad Black, for our show. But now, he has graciously agreed to join us. He's Chris Buskirk. Bookmark that page, amgreatness.com, and follow him on Twitter, The Chris Buskirk. Chris, welcome back to America First.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Last time you were on, I think we discussed some very interesting polling that you had been involved in, which seemed to shed a more positive light on things than is generally expected for the election in 88 days' time. Now I have to ask you once again, given recent developments, how do you see the next two and a bit months, and how are you feeling about the prospects for the re-election of the current incumbent of the White House?
You know, I've got to tell you, I feel pretty good about it, better than I did a month or two ago.
Wow.
And my sort of general sentiment is that things are on an upswing for the president. And I always have to sort of touch wood when I say this because, you know, obviously lots of things could happen and the usual caveats apply. But my sense right now is that the president had a really good couple of weeks, that the tide has turned on some issues, and that has really redounded to his benefit. I mean, one of the big things, you know, that we saw like in June and into July, of course, is what started with all of the BLM stuff, and then the protests, and then the riots, and then the crime and the looting that surrounded those things, despite the fact that we've been assured these were quote unquote mostly peaceful protests.
Mostly peaceful, and Antifa is a myth. Don't forget, Jerry Nadler told us Antifa does not exist.
No, it doesn't exist. I don't. Maybe we should chip in. We'll start a GoFundMe to get him a plane ticket out to Portland. He can see the folks that don't exist. But yeah, my sense is that burned super, super hot for a short period of time, and then all of a sudden, sort of that deep well of just common sense, and the American people looked at this and said, hold up a second. Yes, of course we agree with the sanctity of the lives of Black people, 100%. Why nobody disagrees with that? And they started to look at this organization and this movement. They said, well, hold on, that's separate from what these people at BLM are actually trying to accomplish, and we don't want any part of that. And that's, you know, that tide, I feel like, has turned, and that's starting to be reflected in some polling. And in a way, more important than the polling, even though, you know, yeah, that I think is significant and it's been good for the president, is that in July, President Trump out-fundraised Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And that is people putting their money where their mouth is. Like, to me, that's even more important than the polling.
We're talking to Chris Boskirk. He's the editor, the founder of American Greatness, amgreatness.com. In the last couple of minutes we have with you in this segment, we're very, very glad to hear what you're saying. But what about mail-in absentee voting, when we have tens of millions of votes that will be sent out in the mail? Does that not leave you with a sense of unease, Chris?
Yeah, this is actually my biggest concern heading into November. Is despite what people keep telling us, you know, defying all common sense, mail-in voting is not secure. It is absolutely ripe for all kinds of shenanigans, voter fraud, theft, delays. You know, there's a couple of elections that took place in New York. I guess it was in June. They still don't have results because they did a lot of mail-in voting.
Right.
Right? Even if you are somebody who's on the left who sort of supports, yeah, all kinds of changes in voting, you have to look at that and say, hold up a second. This is New York. Everybody's on the left. It's controlled by Democrats right up and down, and they can't even count the votes because of mail-in voting, right? That is, I mean, it's just, it's not as easy. It is not nearly as secure as people want us to believe. And that's something that is, that is my big concern. It always has been, is that there's actually a problem with the votes. There's a problem with the ballots. You know, I believe, for instance, if you go back and look at the 2016 election, that, for instance, it's highly likely that Trump probably, if we ever knew 100%, you know, with information from on high, Trump probably won New Hampshire.
Yeah.
You know, there were a bunch of precincts, for example, in Michigan and inner city Detroit, where there were more Hillary votes cast than there were voters.
Registered voters. Yes, indeed. And that is now compounded by the fact that back then in 2016, they didn't take this man seriously and they thought it was in the bag for Hillary. This time around, it's going to be very different. He's Chris Boskirk. He is the man behind the superb American Greatness website, amgreatness.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, across the nation on the Salem Radio Network. Now more than ever, you have to look after yourself. Look yourself in the mirror and tell me, are you as healthy as you could be? If you could do a little bit more, let me recommend what I do. It's called Balance of Nature. It's formulated by Dr. Douglas Howard, and I just call it literally health in your hand. It's six little capsules I take before every show, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables. And when I take those with a glass of water, I am taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables, look, that I'll be honest with you, most of which I wouldn't eat otherwise, because I'm a kind of Mediterranean guy. This is how you can make a difference and make sure you are getting all the nutrients you should be getting. Doesn't that sound great? Even more so, Dr. Howard is going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. And when you buy Balance of Nature, you get free access to a health coach at the end of a phone line. Go now, balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka, or call 800-246-8751, G-O-R-K-A, balanceofnature.com.
Government has declared him essential. Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you, deep voice, Dave. Do you know what it's like when you see an old friend and it's been a while? That feeling you get? That's the feeling I have. When I come home, I've forgotten my travel, my pillow, and I see one of my Mike Lindell My Pillows on my bed. It's such a great feeling because I know I will have a good night's sleep. You should try it too. He's only sold 51 million of his MyPillows, the only pillow that doesn't lose shape, doesn't get hot, has a 10-year warranty, and because you're my friend, Mike's going to give you up to 50% off all his incredible products. Check out his amazing website, MyPillow.com, from pet beds to mattress toppers, travel pillows, Egyptian cotton, Giza dream sheets, you name it, every single one superlative. Call them on 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, but you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. He is the founder of one of the most influential, one of the most substantial conservative websites out there. It's called American Greatness. It has some of the greatest thinkers publishing regularly, like VDH, Victor Davis Hanson, Conrad Black. You should check it out right now, Eric. Let's post our list of the 14 most important conservative websites that has American Greatness on it. Chris, welcome back. I'm just going to let you have free reign. I'm going to read a couple of stories to you, and you tell me, are these indicative of a bigger trend, or are these just crazy outliers? So let's talk about state actions. We have Mayor de Blasio has announced that he's going to have checkpoints across bridges in New York, making sure that people coming into New York have self-imposed 14-day quarantines, and if you don't, they're going to fine you up to $10,000. Los Angeles, Mayor Garcetti announced last night that they will cut off the water and electric services to homes and businesses caught holding unauthorized gatherings. And Garcetti said, quote, he hopes to shut them down permanently. State reaction to the coronavirus. Then we have sub-state action on identity politics. We have an LGBT sports organization, a blog, that is doxing hundreds of female athletes who are putting their name to a letter to stop allowing males to compete in female sporting events. Doxing female athletes. We have, you saw it, the pro-life students in D.C. arrested for writing Black Preborn Lives Matter on the pavement on the sidewalk outside a Planned Parenthood. Arrested. Chalk. And then lastly, the president's son tweeted about this in Portland. You mentioned Portland. We have video of protesters, Antifa, BLM, not just burning American flags, Chris, burning a stack of Bibles. Is this just crazy extreme politicians on the fringe and crazy radical protesters, or is this a darker, darker trend?
Can it be both?
Please. It doesn't have to be a dichotomy. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. I think this is a both and. It is something that I've noticed for a while, and I want to, before I dive into the specifics of what you are talking about, I want to like sort of zoom out a little bit and say, you know, if we look at American politics, I don't know, just started in 1900 or maybe started after World War One, if you want to, there's basically been a compact between the Republicans and Democrats. It's been a power sharing compact.
Yes.
And everybody agreed that we're going to go, you know, sometimes you get to be in charge, sometimes we get to be in charge. It's going to go back and forth. Now, one of our complaints on the right has been that we actually, the trajectory has always been to the left, right? And
yes.
that we never seem to, we have to change that trajectory. And I agree with that. I agree with that assessment over the past 100-ish years, but there's always been a power-sharing arrangement. Even if the Republicans never got to turn the car around to go the place we want to go, at least we got to drive sometimes. And that's changed.
Right.
Right. That's what's fundamentally changed, is that the Democrats, the left in this country, wants to break up that compact. And yes. they are in the process of breaking up that compact and trying to say, well, we don't want to share power anymore. We're going to take power. We're going to try and completely suppress the right. You know how we were letting you drive every once in a while? We're going to give you the directions as to where to go, but we're going to let you at least sit behind the wheel occasionally. No more. And this is, and what you, the stories that you cited there are evidence of that, is that the left is very serious about the use of political power in a way that the right is not. And
I think
it's something that we need to be.
But that behavior isn't a function of a demand from their constituents, is it? This is self-generated. This is true astroturf. The American constituents in these Democrat areas don't want Bibles to be burnt, or do they, Chris?
I think... who knows what the number is, and it depends on where, right? I mean, if you are talking about in Portland or in Berkeley or in Madison, Wisconsin, I would guess that there's a substantial constituency for that. These people don't come out of nowhere. If you're talking about something, if you're talking about Democrats someplace in say Toledo, probably not, right? But this is what's happened to the Democratic Party. It's become really a coastal party that is a party of elites, the very rich, who are looking to burnish their own personal images with social justice rhetoric, and they have allied themselves with a radical underclass against the middle class in this country. They've just abandoned the working class. They've abandoned the middle class. They don't care, and it's all out war on normalcy in this country. And I think that there's more support for that in the Democratic Party today than it was 5 years ago, more than there was 10 years ago, and it's moving in the wrong direction.
I think we have the title for Chris Buskirk's next article, The War on Normalcy. He is the founder, the editor-in-chief of American Greatness, guest host here on America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Check out amgreatness.com. We are live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. We just blew past 12 million views on our YouTube channel. Hit the notifications bell twice, and you'll never miss a thing. Back with your calls in a moment here on America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is drug-free, and it works. How do I know that? Because I've been taking it for a year and a half. But listen to Ken from Arkansas. I've been taking Relief Factor for about 3 months, and I'm amazed at how much my pain has decreased. In rainy weather, I would be in ridiculous pain and just wanting to crawl into bed and cry. At this writing, it has been raining all day, and I feel just fine. Before Relief Factor, I never had a day when something didn't hurt. Now, most days, I have a great quality of life. Thank you, Relief Factor. Wow. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Kent? Of course you do. Find out today. Order your Relief Factor 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening for 3 weeks, and I guarantee you, by the end of that time, I promise you will know if Relief Factor works for you like it works for me, Kent, and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. You shouldn't have to wait any longer. You know it makes sense. As the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? Do it today. Don't wait any longer. You know you want to do it. You want to find out. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
If I weren't sitting down, if I weren't static at the moment, I think I would have a spring in my step. Why? Because I think that Chris Buskirk is right. I think Lord Conrad Black from our Tuesday interview, if you haven't seen it, go to YouTube, go to the podcast and watch it, listen to it today after the show, after the show's aired, is also correct. Why? Things are better than the mainstream, than the cultural mainstream legacy complex would have you believe. All the fake polling is designed to do what? To sap you of your motivation, to believe that it is impossible to re-elect one of the most successful presidents of the modern era. I just don't buy it. Chris doesn't buy it. And you heard Lord Black and Chris tell you, look at the last 10 days, 2 weeks, something's happening. People are waking up. Not only is the left, the extreme left, losing steam in their radicalism, what happened to the statues? We don't see those attempts to rip down the statues. Why? Are they afraid? Is the fact that people are getting arrested for doing that having an effect? If you look at the almost double-digit gains the president has made in the handful of reliable polling that is done in just a matter of less than 14 days, you see the gap is closing. And that's the visible gap. I ask you, as a common-sense thought exercise, I think I have in how many years, 12 years of living in America, have been called by a pollster twice. Twice in 12 years, living in the swamp, I ask you, if you are a Trump supporter and you get a phone call from some anonymous, nameless pollster, are you going to tell them what you plan to do? Are you going to be open and tell them, yes, I love America. I don't kneel for the national anthem. I don't think that flag burning is good. I think burning the Bible is sacrilege. Are you going to tell them that I support the non-politician in the White House that 63 million other Americans propelled him to that place? Of course you aren't. That should be enough to tell you. But it doesn't mean we're complacent. Every single one of us, all of you listening, viewing, volunteer, go to DonaldJTrump.com, go to TrumpTalk.gop, spend half an hour a day making calls for the president, stand out on social media, call out the liars, because we have a republic to save. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, never give up, never give in. Hold the line, and now and every day, my friend, stay frosty.